You're listening to SBS News.
Four doves were launched into the air as the families of four children killed by a drunk driver launched a new initiative. They've created I Forgive Day as a day for all Australians to pause and reflect who they can offer forgiveness to. Mother Leila Abdullah says it's the only way to move forward from a tragedy.
Forgiveness gives you freedom and allows you to live your life peacefully. Forgiveness is the greatest gift you can give yourself and to others.
Three of Leila's children and their cousin, Veronique, were killed by a drunk driver as they walked to get ice cream on a hot summer night on February the 1st last year. Three other family members were injured in the crash at Oatlands in Western Sydney, but survived. Ms. Abdullah has forgiven the driver who pled guilty to killing her children. She says it's allowed her to accept what's happened and continue to look after her other children.
We chose to turn our tragedy into a greater goodness. We chose to carry our cross with dignity. We chose forgiveness and love over hatred.
The mother of Veronique, Brigitte Sekar, says I Forgive Day has given some meaning to the tragedy that took her only daughter.
It makes me feel that the tragedy had a purpose, that the calling back home to God wasn't wasted.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has spoken of his awe of the family, saying all Australians can learn from the way they've dealt with grief.
We live in an age of anger and outrage, when so often people hold on to bitterness, but worse still, take pride in their resentments. These families choose to take a different path and show us the way.
Father Danny Abdullah has told SBS Radio's Arabic program there's an important mechanism at work in forgiveness.
You learn to live with it, you find a new identity on who you are. You know, like I was a father of six, now I'm a father of three in heaven and a father of three on this earth. You start to understand and work out, you know, where do you stand in life now? What's your purpose? What's your new purpose and what's your new meaning?
He says it's about you, it's not about the person you need to forgive.
You know, in Arabic they would say, you know, don't worry, punish, marra'a, it's okay, you know, and someone offends you, forgive them, it's not worth carrying the burden. And we wanted to send that message to the country.
I Forgive Day will be held annually to remind Australians of the power of forgiveness, and a website has also been launched with links to grief and trauma counselling services. Alan Lee, SBS News.